Today's Amud is Chagiga Yudalef from Abayz. We're holding by the second parak, the beginning of the second parak, on Yudalef from Abayz. So, we ended the previous parak, parak Aleph, discussing different topics in the Torah that are Yesh Lahem Amash Yismachu. And amongst those topics was the topic of Arayis. We said Arayis is something that's Yesh Lahem Amash Yismachu. There's many psukkim in the Torah that speak about Arayis. We said Bitoy Manusasoy is not Mamish Mefurish in the Torah, but it's Yesh Lahem Amash Yismachu. So now that we ended off the parak speaking about Arayis, the Mishnah now in the beginning of this parak, also, the beginning of this parak also speaks about the topic of Arayis, specifically teaching the halachis of Arayis, with how many people, who exactly is allowed to learn these halachis. Now, the truth is that a large amount of the second parak of Maseches Chagiga is very Kabbalistic in nature. For the majority of us, who I imagine don't have a yad in this field of Kabbalah, so there's many Gemaras that we're going to read, and we're not really going to understand them well. We could translate them, but we're not really going to have an understanding as to what the Gemara means. I thought it would be very appropriate as a Hagdama to this parak to just speak out something that the Tzlach writes in his Hagdama to Shas, in his Hagdama to Maseches Brachos. The Tzlach writes in his Hagdama, he discusses how to approach such sugyas. Moreover, how to understand even the fact that the Chazal put these sugyas into the Gemara. Why would he's really speaking about Agadita Bichlal? That why would Ravina and Ravashi organize Agadita into the Gemara when anyways it's not the way it seems? The things that we're learning about when we learn Agadita very often is not really the way it meets the eye, and it's very deep Gemaras, and for the most of us we have no understanding of what the Gemara is saying. So why did Ravina and Ravashi even put it into the Gemara? The truth is, even those who have a Yad in Kabbalah, the most of the Limud is discussing a Mashal without really an understanding of the Nimshal. So the Tzlach writes that this is Negea, even the person who does have an understanding of Kabbalah, someone who even learns Kabbalah, what's the purpose? What's the purpose if he doesn't understand what the Nimshal is anyways? So what's the purpose of learning these Sugyas, learning Kabbalah? We're going to speak about these Sugyas that seem to be Mashalim, that seem to be not the way, not Kipshutai. So what's the purpose? Why did Ravina and Ravashi put it into the Gemara? How are we supposed to understand? How are we supposed to approach such sugyas when we learn them in the Gemara? So the Tzlach gives a mashal. The Tzlach gives a mashal. He says, he points out that we all know that a child, when he goes to cheder, so the first thing, one of the first things he learns is the aleph base. They show him the tzura of an aleph. They tell him that that's an aleph. They show him the tzura of a base. They tell him that that's a base, a gimel, a dalet, and so on and so forth. Eventually, they get to the nekudais. They teach him a patach, a kamatz, and all the other nekudais, and they tell him how to pronounce it when it's under the aleph. When you have a patach under the aleph, it's an a ba, a ga, a da, and so on and so forth. And we understand that there's a tachlis in learning these things, even though there's no, it seems like a waste of time at first. Aleph, Beis, what's it going to help you to know what that's called an Aleph, that's called a Beis? The answer is eventually you get to a Sefer, and now you can learn and you can read words, you can read Sfarim, you can read whole sentences, but it all is based off of these fundamental building blocks. So now says the Tzlach, imagine the following scenario. There was a boat carrying a lot of people that got lost at sea. And they got lost, it was a big storm, and they got thrown onto a deserted island. And the people are growing up there. There was even a lady who was expecting at the time. She gave birth to a baby boy. And the baby boy grows up on this island, didn't know anything else. They teach him things as his life goes on. They teach him different divrei chachma. At some point, the boy's already an older boy. And one of the people on the island, they decide they're going to start teaching him the Aleph Beis. Now, they didn't have any Sfarim with them. They had nothing with them. They had no Sfarim. So they had no way to really read anything. But someone decides, you know what? He's going to teach the boy the Aleph Beis. And he starts describing to him the Tzura of an Aleph. And he tells him that that's an Aleph, a Beis, a Gimel, and so on and so forth. He goes on, he teaches him to the Nekudais. And at some point, the boy, he says to the teacher, he says, what are you teaching me all this for? What's the purpose? What's the Tachlis? This seems like a waste of time. There's no inherent chachma. I understand you were teaching me until now. You were teaching me different chachma. So there's a tachas in that. But what's the tachas in knowing the Aleph Beis? If anyways, we have no Sfarim. I have no idea what you're really talking about. I have like a vague idea, but I can't really picture things fully. Why are you teaching me all of this? But what's the pshat in the teacher? Why was he teaching the child all these things? Because the teacher understood. He knew that one day they're going to get off this island. One day they're going to go back to civilization and they're going to have Sfarim. And because this boy, he learned the Aleph Beis, even in this subpar way, that's going to help him that then when he does have a Sefer, when he comes across a Sefer, he's going to already be that advanced. He's going to understand right away what to do and he's going to know what to do. Says the Tzlach, it's the same way when it comes to these different Divrei Agada, when it comes to Divrei Kabbalah. We learn it even though we don't have a full understanding as to what it is that we're reading, but it's with the understanding that one day after 120, so we're going to get rid of our sikh, of our gashmias, and then we're just going to be a neshama, and we're going to be able to understand these things in a different way. But it's only a person who learned those fundamentals. He learned it even in a gashmiastic way. He learned it in a mashal type of way. It's only such a person that then after 120, when he gets rid of his chaymer, that's when he's going to have an understanding of these things. If a person doesn't learn it now, so he's not going to understand it after 120. So he learns it now, and even though it's true, it's not in its full sense, he's not really understanding it, but says that Tzach, this is going to help a person, that after 120, he's then going to understand these sugyas in a whole different light. So without further ado, says the Mishnah, that Ein Darshin Ba'arayos V'Shleisha, that the person is not supposed to teach, he's not supposed to learn the halachos of Arayos with a group of three people. He's not supposed to learn Maisa Bereshis, Divrei Kabbalah. He's not supposed to learn Maisa Bereshis with two people, with a group of two. And he's not supposed to learn Merkava even by himself. So Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bereshis are two different areas of Sisrei Torah. The difference is that Maisa Bereshis is the understanding of how and what practically Hashem did to create this world. Understanding the Hishtaushlus of the various Olamais with all of its details, and how our meisim, how our mitzvahs affect and are misaking these olamos, so that's all included in meisim bereishis. As opposed to meisim merkava is an understanding of how through various mitzvahs, one attaches his soul, his neshama, to its source high up, all the way up there, in understanding the yichudim and the kavanos that go into all of this with all of its detail, so that's called meisim merkava. So the two different areas of Sisrei Torah, and they have different halachos. Meisim bereishis, you're not supposed to learn with two people, and Ma'isim Merkava even alone. Ella Imkein HaYachachem Umeve Midaitoi, unless a person is a Chacham and he's able to understand it by himself. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. Says the Mishnah now, called Mistakel Ba'arba Dvarim, anybody who stares at four things, in this context, Mistakel means to not just to look at, it means to be Mizbainin, he contemplates these four things. So Rasu Loi Ki'ilu Loi Ba'la Aylam, it would be better for him if he didn't come into this world, meaning these are four things that a person is not supposed to be misbinding about. What are they? Number one, malamala, what's above the world. Malamata, what's below the world. Malafnim, umalaachar, what's before and what's after, which either means what's all the way to the right and what's all the way to the left, or means malafnim, means what's before, what happened, what was there before Briyas Olam, umalaachar, and what's going to be la'asalavai. V'chol shaloi chasa kvayt kainai, and anybody who isn't chas al kavod kainai, which we'll see in the Gemara what this means, a person who doesn't care about the kavod of his creator. So also, it would be better for him if he didn't come into this world. Now first, says the Gemara now, just trying to understand what it said about Maisa Merkava. It said, Amrit Beresha v'lai b'merkava b'yachet. It said that Merkava, a person's not allowed to learn even by himself. He's not allowed to learn Maisa Merkava even by himself. Now obviously we're talking about a person that Ba'atzim he's able to learn. He's a Chacham Umeven Midaita. He's someone who understands Kabbalah. He understands Ma'aser Merkava. And Afal Pikein, the Mishnah is saying he's not allowed to learn it. He's not allowed to learn Ma'aser Merkava B'yachid. He can't learn it even by himself. V'hadar Amrit. But then the Mishnah says, Elim Kena Yachacham Umeven Midaita. Unless he's at the status already, that he's at the level that he's able to understand it by himself. So that seems to be a steer in Eubay. Obviously, when we said V'leibim Merkava B'yachid, we were talking about the person who's able to understand what he's learning. Otherwise, what's he doing? He's just stopped reading words. So obviously he was able to understand what he's doing. And after Pekin, the Mishnah said he's not allowed to learn it. But then the Mishnah says that no, if he's a Chacham and maybe Midaitai, then he is allowed to learn it. So how do we understand this Mishnah? So says the Gemara that Hachik Amar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That in Darshan Ba'arayis Lishleisha. It doesn't mean not to learn Arayis in a group of three. It means four people. It means a Rebbe shouldn't teach it to three other people. And we'll see in the Gemara why not. But But a Rebbe is not supposed to teach it to three other people. V'loy b'maisa b'reishas lishnayim. A person's not supposed to darshan maisa b'reishas to two people. He could darshan it to one, but not to two people. V'loy b'merkava liyachid. We're not talking about an individual. We're talking about a Rebbe in a Talmud. That the Rebbe is not supposed to teach maisa merkava to a yachid, elim kena yachachim mevim midaitoy, unless he's a yachid that he's really able to understand it by himself, which means that when the Rebbe teaches it to him beremez, that the Talmud is at the level that he can understand what the Rebbe is saying. Obviously, he can't do it mamish on his own, that's why he's going to the Rebbe, but it means he's a chacham mevim midaitoy, means that the Rebbe just has to give it to him beremiza, and then the Talmud is able to figure out the rest by himself. That's the type of person that's able to learn ma'isim recover from a yachid, from a Rebbe. So that's the nekuda, though, that the mission was not talking about groups of three, groups of two, groups of one. It was talking about groups really of four, three, and two. A Rebbe teaching it to three people, teaching it to two people, and teaching it to one person. So now that we clarified what the Mishnah is discussing, now we're going to try to understand the Mishnah. So the Gemara now quotes the beginning of the Mishnah, that in Darshan ba'arayis b'shloisha, that a person's not supposed to Darshan arayis b'shloisha, which now we know means two, three people. He's not supposed to, a Rebbe is not supposed to have three Talmidim sitting in front of him when he's Darshaning the parish of arayis. Says the Gemara, my taima, why? Why not? What's wrong? So says the Gemara like this, that e'lema mishom dechsev, maybe it's learned out from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, ish, al kol she Sha'er b'sarei. So ish is trei. Ish sounds like we're talking about two people. Sha'er b'sarei is chad, is a third person. V'amar Rachmana. And what does the hemshach of the pasuk say? It says ish akol sha'er b'sarei leisik revu legalis erva. Shouldn't it come close to being megale and erva, which the Gemara's darshing now means to reveal the parsha of arayis, to teach the parsha of arayis, that a person is not supposed to teach the parsha of arayis to ish akol sha'er b'sarei, to three people. But says the Gemara, if that's the makar el me'ativ, if so, that now it says, also says by the pasuk, it says ish ki kalu aloikav. It says by the iser of birchas Hashem, of cursing a kodesh baruch hu, it says ish ki kalu aloikav. And also by the iser of meilech, it says avodah zarah, it says ish asher yitein mezarei lemeilech. So hachanami, now also you're going to tell me that the iser is only violated if you're with two people. The iser of birchas Hashem is only by ish is only by two people. The iser of meilech is only by two people. Could it be? Hello, what are you going to say? That Hanami Bailey, the Rambam, says an Achram, the reason why it says ish is because we're coming to be Marba even Goyim. These are one of the two of the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. Shemuzharin Abirchas Hashem, Avadizari Ki Yisrael. That even Goyim are Muzhar, that's included in their Shiva Mitzvahs, is Birchas Hashem and Avadizara. So Hainami, also by Arayus, mi bayle the rabbi, says anachar, maybe the reason why it says ish is not to teach me about the amount of people that we're discussing. It's coming to be married by Goyim, that even Goyim are included in the Isser, Shemuzharim al Arayus, Ki Yisrael, that they're also warned, they also have this included in their Shiva Mitzvahs, as the Isser of Arayus. So Elo, what's the makar that the person can't darshan Arayus to three people? It's midichsev from that which the pasuk says, Ushmartem es mishmarti. Now, Ushmartem is trei, it's Mishmartim is Lashayin Rabbim is two. Mishmarti is Chad. V'amar Rachmanin, the Hemshach of the Pasuk is Mishmartim is Mishmarti. L'bilti asa is Mechukai seta evais. That you shouldn't come and do Gilei Arayis. So maybe that's the Makar, that the Isra of Darshan and Gilei Arayis is only when you're with three people. However, ask the Gemara, that also doesn't seem to work, because Al Me'at Dechsev, the Pasuk also says, Ushmartim es HaShabbos. It says Ushmartim es HaShabbos, which would give off the impression now, if we're going to Darshan the Torah al derech the way we just were, that it's only two people that have to keep Shabbos. And also, Ushmartim es HaMatzos, Ushmartim es Mishmaris HaKodesh. Hachanami, but all these also, you're going to tell me that it's only two people that have to keep these mitzvahs. Ela Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, May ain Darshan Arayis Bishleisha. You want to know what it means when the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to Darshan Arayis to three people? It means ain Darshan Besisre Arayis Bishleisha. It means not to Darshan the secrets of Arayis, which means, the way Rashi explains at least, it means the Sisre Arayis means parshas of Arayis that are not Mefurish, like we had on the top of the Amud, Bitei Me'anusasei, which the Isser of Bitei Me'anusasei is not Mefurish in the Torah. So things like that that are not so Mefurish, that are not so clear in the Torah Shabbat, you're not supposed to darshan those things to three people. Now, why is it? The Gemara still didn't explain why. Why is it that you're not supposed to darshan Sisse Arayas Bishleisha? Says the Gemara Ma'itaima, Svaruhu. Now already we don't need a pasuk to prove it. Now we're it's just a logical type of thing. It's a svara that you shouldn't darsh in such a parsha in front of three people, because beitrei, when you only have two students sitting in front of you, ki asvi kamei rabbi, when they sit in front of the rebbe, so there's no problems. Chad shakel v'tari b'hadei rabbi, one talmid will be going back and forth with the rebbe, v'idach matzli odnei legemara, and the other one, he's nothing, he has no one else to talk to, he's going to sit there and he's going to listen to the shakel v'tari. However, once you're tlasa, once there are three talmidim, so chad shakel v'tari b'hadei rabbi, one of the talmidim will be there going back and forth with the Rebbe, trying to clarify things. And then the other two, instead of listening, they might just have strike up their own conversation with each other. And they're not going to know what the Rebbe said. And they're going to come to be Matar Isura when it comes to the Parsha of Arayis, since it's not Mefurish anyways. So they're going to come to be Matar Isura. They're not going to hear the Shir properly. So now ask the Gemara, if that's the concern, that when you have three people, two talmidim, end up striking conversations amongst themselves, and they don't listen properly, and they're going to end up being matri surim, so then kol atayra nami, so then the whole entire tayra, you shouldn't be allowed to darshan to three people. This has nothing to do with arayas, this is kol tayra kula. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. Araya ishani, this chashash exists specifically by arayas, the amar mar, because mar said that gezlova arayas nafshay mechamdas and misavalahem, because a person has a certain extra taiva when it comes to gezel, and when it comes to arayas. So because of that, a person is going to have negias. It's not stam. Two other students, if they're having a conversation with each other, they're still going to listen somewhat. They're going to know. They're going to know if something comes up that this is a shailo, they have to ask. But the problem is by arayas, being that the person has negias, so they're going to trick themselves into thinking that the Rebbe really said it's mutter, and they weren't really listening properly. And because of that, because of their negias, that's the issue. It's because of their negias, because there's such a taiva for it, so they're going to end up understanding that the Rebbe was matter things that are really aser. So ask the Gemari, hachi, if so, if that's the reason, it's really based off of this negias, so then we said that there are two things that a person has this negias for. It's gezel and arayas. So gezel nami. So gezel also should be usher to darshan in front of three people. Says the Gemara that no, arayas is different. Arayas bein befana, bein shalei befana of nafesh yitzrei. When it comes to arayas, even if a person doesn't have a matziv of arayas in front of him, he still has a yitzhara for it. And therefore, his negias will get him to understand what the Rebbe said in the wrong way. And it'll be matter isurim, but gezel befun of nafesh yitzrei shaloi befun of lo nafesh yitzrei. When it comes to gezel, a person only has the nesayon, he only has the taiva once the matzav is in front of him. When he's in the base medrash, when he's learning about it, he doesn't have a taiva to steal, and therefore we're not concerned that he's going to end up misunderstanding things that the Rebbe said because of his negias. Because there he doesn't really have negias. The negias only starts once the matzav of the geneva presents itself. So when he's in the base medrash, it doesn't present itself, we're not concerned that his negias are going to get him to change what the Rebbe said, and that it'll become to be matter things that are really aser. So that's when it comes to arayas. Now we know why you can't darshan arayas. Bishloisha means you can't darshan it to three people. We're talking specifically about sisrei arayas, and the reason is a practical concern, because by three people, two talmidim might end up spacing out, having their own conversation, and not understanding the shir correctly. We said that you're not allowed to learn Ma'isa Bereshis to a group of two people. So Minani, Mili, what's the makar for this? The Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Kishal na liyamim rishayim, that when you ask about earlier times, meaning about Ma'isa Bereshis, so we darsh it from here, Kishal na sha'al is a lashon yachid. So yachid shayol ve'ain shnayim shayolin. You can have a Rebbe teaching one person, but you're not allowed to have a Rebbe teaching two people. Two people are not allowed to ask at the same time to the Rebbe. Now, Yachol Yishal Adam Kaidem Shenivra Ha'ilam, I might think that a person could ask about Ma'isa Bereshis means even from before the world was created. Tamu Leimar Lamin Hayoyim Asher Bara Lukim Adam Ala Aretz. It says that a person could ask about the Yamim Rishayim from the day that man was created, but not earlier. Okay, fine, wait a second. The day that man was created was on the sixth day of creation. So Yachol Yishal Adam Mishayishis Mei Bereshis. So I might think, yeah, you could discuss Ma'isa Bereshis, but only from Bries Adam and onwards, only from the sixth day and onwards. But you can't ask, you can't discuss what happened during the first 6 days. Tamu Leimar The yamim rishayim asher hayu lefanecha, the days that were even before you, before Adam arishayim, that you are allowed to ask about those days. Now yachol yishal Adam malo 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 mata malo fni malo acher. I might think a person could ask about things that happened or things that are exist above and below, things that happened before and after. Tamu leimer ulam mixei hashemayim vad kitzei hashemayim, that you could only ask from one end of the heaven until the other end of the heaven. Milkitzei hashemayim vad kitzei hashemayim atashayol ve'in atashayol malo 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 mata. They're only allowed to ask from one end of the heavens to the other, but not what's malamala, what's lamata, malafnim, and malachar, and what's before and what's after. Now ask the Gemara, now that we have this part of the Pasuk, hashted the nafkale milikteya shemayim vad kseya shemayim, that you're only allowed to ask from one end of the heaven until the other, so lamina yoyim asher baro lakim adam ala aretz amali. So why do I need the first part of the Pasuk that says you can't ask from before sheishas yimei bereishis? Of course not, because there was no shemayim, and you're only allowed to ask from one end of the heaven until the other end of the heaven. So you obviously can't ask from what was before the Bria Sa'ilam. So says the Gemara, rather in a Chanami. In a Chanami, we learn out everything from Mikzei Hashemayim ad Kzei Hashemayim. So why do I need this first part of the Pasuk of Lamina Yoyim Esher Baru Lekim Adam Ala Aretz? Says the Gemara, Kid the Rabbi Elazar, I use it for that which Rabbi Elazar taught us. Dam Rabbi Elazar taught us that Adam Arishayim Mina Aretz ad Lerekia. That Adam Arishayim, when he was first created, so he was very tall. He was from the Aretz all the way until the Rekia, which some explain means that he contained all the neshamais of all of Klal Yisrael, all 600,000 neshamais. He was min Aretz ad the Rekia. Again, the simple pshat, obviously, that seems like a physical thing, but the Adam Rishon was from the Aretz until the Rekia. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, leminayoyim asher baro lokim Adam ala Aretz, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created Adam already ala Aretz, and he was all the way ad Hashemayim, mikzei Hashemayim ad kzei Hashemayim. So the cave. Even Shesarach, however, once Adam Arishayin did the Chet by the Chet Eitzadas, so then in Niyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadav Alav, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol put his hand on Adam Arishayin U'miyatoy, and he shrunk him, he knocked him down. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Achor V'kedem Tzartani V'toshes Olai Kapecha, that Adam Arishayin was created Achor V'kedem, he was created once and again, he was created twice, he Kilu had two creations, V'toshes Olai Kapecha, you placed your palm on me, meaning that Adam Arishayin at first was min ha'aretz ad l'rekia, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him smaller. In a similar Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and we'll conclude with this, that Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Adam HaRishayin Miseifa Aylam Vad Seifa Haya, that Adam HaRishayin was from one end of the world until the other. So now this is a different shear. Not from bottom to top, from right to left, from one end of the world until the other. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Lemanayoyim asher bara lokim Adam ala aretz ulmekzei hashemayim vekzei hashemayim," that he was from one end of the heaven until the other, from right to left. Kevan shesarach, however, once he did the ched, and niach hakadosh baruch hu yadav alav umiatoy shenemar v'tashas like apecha, in the same pasuk as before. Now the Gemara points out that we have two different members now that seem to be seiser each other. The first member we said that Adam Arishayim was from the aretz until the rekia, and then the second member is from right to left, from misayfa ilam vatsayfa haya. So we kasha kraya adadi. We seem to have a stira in the psukim and the drashas. Says the Gemara, it's not a stira; it's both the same shear. The shear of the world from the bottom to the top is the same as from right to left.